Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may
I
help
you? Yes, good afternoon. How are you today?
Good, and you?
I'm calling regarding a charge on my account in the amount of $59.89. And it's from this number, and I believe it has something to do with the meal prep thing.
Okay, can I please have your zip code, ma'am?
Could I have, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Your zip code?
Oh, 23059.
And your first and last name?
Deborah Shelton.
Okay, bear with me while I try to locate your account.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Okay, can you please verify your address for me?
Sure, 2917 Ridgegate Place, Glen Allen, Virginia, 23059.
Okay, I see that you entered in for a chance to win a wolf something. I can't really see the rest of it. But
right.
I also see that the account's been closed.
Right. I asked them after they said the charge of $59.89, I asked them to cancel that because I did not want that subscription. And they did send me an email back confirming that it was canceled on that same day, 5/16, May 16th, I'm sorry. But yet and still, I still got it billed on my credit card.
Okay, ma'am, did you ask for a refund when you canceled the account?
Yes.
Okay, I can issue you a $55 refund back because there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay, no problem.
That refund will take 3 to 5 business days to appear back in your account.
And do you have the account number that it was drawn off of?
What card it was taken off of?
Oh, you can give me the last 4
ending in 8827.
That's right. Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
I know. You've been most helpful, and I'm sorry. Your name again was?
Lena.
Lena. Thank you so much, Lena.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day, ma'am.
All right. Put that credit through. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It will take 3 to 5 business days.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Thank you.